Oriona, Book 1, Legacy. Kellan, the Oriona, Edgepoint Station.
When Kellan first stepped onto the Oriona's bridge, his 16 years of flight training froze in his mind. Tiered consoles rose around him in sleek arcs, nothing like the utilitarian layouts of sector guard vessels or the cramped confines of his father's old freighter cockpit. Holograms shimmered in the air. Soft amber highlights traced paths across panels that resembled flowing shadow more than solid metal. Nick stood at his side, his small frame barely reaching Kellan's waist.
Well, either we've just boarded a ship that shouldn't exist yet, or someone's keeping the really good toys from the rest of the galaxy.
A panoramic viewport stretched across the front, revealing two massive freighters boxing them in. Their hulls blocked most of the hangar's light, creating a canyon of battered steel between them. Kellan ran his fingers across the pilot's seat, his seat now, and felt it respond to his touch, adjusting settings he hadn't even requested. The display activated, with readouts that made his sector guard training feel outdated. Behind him, Nix eased into the gunner's chair.
These targeting systems are... Okay, I need to compose myself. This is the most beautiful thing I've seen since that time I accidentally walked into the wrong prison shower.
A holographic checklist materialized above Kellan's console, merging familiar sector guard protocols with technology he'd only encountered in technical journals. Each item looked recognizable. Power flow, shield tuning, thrust management. Yet deeper layers invited exploration without overwhelming him. A small panel opened at the side of his chair, revealing a slim-com headset. He placed it in his ear, and it calibrated immediately, picking up fragments of conversation from other channels Oriona monitored.
Nix, I've adjusted the gun controls for Terry Karen Vision. Energy output is currently set for anti-personnel levels.
Anti-personnel levels? I love how we're using professional terminology for makes the bad people go away. Very classy, very sophisticated violence.
Kellan caught faint audio from Kai's comlink, as Oriona provided tactical guidance.
Blue cargo container straight ahead provides sufficient cover.
While simultaneously giving Val technical specifications for the gravity mine.
Red wire 5, blue wire 6, re-engage primary internal casing.
Ryan, do you copy? Do you remember inmate 7117? Built like a Centurion freight hauler, with shoulders that could block out suns? Well, this targeting system has better curves.
A moment later, Ryan's strained sound came through, followed by the pulse of his shield generator illuminating one of the hacked security feeds. Kellan's heart jumped, but the Mark III appeared to be functioning properly.
Oh, look! Test subjects for my new disappearing act. It's called Rapid Molecular Dispersal Therapy.
As an underbelly turret rotated, and two quick bursts of energy dropped the Ossa mercenaries before they could reposition.
Doc? You good?
I'm all right,
Ryan answered, his voice strained.
Carrying this shield generator adds a whole new layer of respect to field medics.
Your shield integrity is at 94%.
Oriana's voice resonated across the bridge. She notably paused.
Inbound Ossa capital vessel detected. Cyber Suite class destroyer, heavily modified.
Kellan's hands froze over the controls as the tactical display rendered the approaching ship. Recognition hit him immediately. A Cyber Suite class destroyer, an ancient anti-programming vessel that should have been decommissioned centuries ago. Its silhouette brought back memories of historical briefings from guard training. Specialized ships built for a single purpose, hunting and destroying artificially autonomous vessels.
Beloro series.
Oriona's tone carried a weight of historical memory, keenly aware they were facing an ancient predator designed specifically to destroy her kind.
This vessel's cyber warfare capabilities exceed known Ossa parameters. Current conflict requires...
Her voice faltered, calculations running.
The Beloros is deploying invasive code designed to compromise my consciousness. I'm implementing full defensive protocols, which will limit my ability to assist. Trust your instincts. And each other.
Oriana's presence aboard faded slowly, and then vanished entirely.
Well, that's reassuring. trust your instincts, she says to a group that met approximately 5 minutes ago. My instincts are telling me to find the nearest escape pod and a really strong drink.
The main display flashed red as proximity alarms triggered. Kellen's attention split between the pre-flight sequence and the security feeds showing their team pinned down in the hangar. Val had taken cover behind a stack of shipping crates, her shield flickering under sustained fire as three Ossa soldiers closed in. We need to give Val some breathing room, Kellen said, his voice steady despite the chaos unfolding on multiple screens.
Already on it, Captain Charming. Is it okay that I call you that? I honestly have forgotten your name. Kenny? Ignacio?
The weapon system whirred to life as Nix took control of the upper turret.
Factoring in atmospheric density, structural support locations, and let me just adjust this dial.
The blast struck a wall dangerously close to the atmospheric regulator. Alarms wailed in the hangar, and Kellen's stomach tightened at how nearly they'd come to destroying vital life support for half the station.
Careful!
Val's voice sliced through the comm, sharp with alarm.
That regulator maintains atmosphere for 6 entire levels. Apologies,
Nix said quietly. The console clicks suggested he was adjusting his aim for another attempt. 3 rapid shots struck the ground in front of the advancing squad, forcing them back behind an abandoned cargo loader. Through one of the tactical displays on the station's security feed, they watched Ryan activate the third shield unit, securing himself and Dotter in a sturdy triangle deflection grid.
You know, it's a good thing he got that last one activated, because our good doctor's really not built for all this ducking and rolling.
Ryan's reply broke through.
I can hear you, Nick.
Technically, I'm talking above your back. It's a completely different conversational crime.
Nick shot back, not missing a beat while targeting another group of hostiles.
Time check?
Val's voice interrupted, tense with urgency.
3 minutes until their fighters reach deployment range.
The intercept paths illuminated in amber warning lights, a formation he'd executed countless times during his sector guard service.
The good news. They won't risk hitting us inside the bay. Both freighters carry enough ore in their holds to buy half the station.
He adjusted the shield harmonics, preparing for what would come.
The bad news. The moment we clear the hangar, we'll have 6 of them trying to box us in.
Great.
Her voice nearly lost amid the sound of weapons fire.
Just what we need.
And how's your progress on the gravity mine?
We're working on it.
Kellen shifted one of the tactical monitors, trying to get a better view on Kai.